Good morning, and welcome to the Monday, October 15th, 2018 meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. We have, for Monday, a busy day. We do have two items. The first is on crab, and the next is on Columbia River. And there is public comment after that, but I wanted to let everybody know up front that we have a hard deadline. We do have a meeting with the governor, and we have to be in that office before 2 o'clock. So we're going to grab lunch before then as well. So if there is public at that point that still wishes to testify, that is a hard deadline. So unfortunately, that's when we have to recess to move over to the Capitol building. With that, before we start, do any commissioners have any comments about anything before we get underway?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I just want to point out that there have been two special meetings this year of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. The first was on my birthday, and the second is on my husband's birthday.
So, many happy returns. Any other comments? No. Okay, we'll jump right into the agenda then. Item number one is a decision. That's amending coastal recreational crab rules. And Heather, good morning.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Commissioners, Director and Deputy Director. As you said, this is a final decision. I was in front of the commission in September providing a briefing on this issue. So I don't have a whole lot of slides. I basically want to just refresh you on what the purpose is that I'm here for, and then explain to you a bit about what's happened since we met in September. So what I'm proposing, what the department is proposing to look at is a change to recreational fishing rules in coastal marine areas that would open recreational fishing for pot gear 2 weeks earlier. And just a reminder, it's a winter fishery. The coastal Dungeness crab fishery is a winter fishery. It opens typically on December 1. Commercial fishermen can put gear in their water in a gear set period, which is 3 days before December 1. Recreational fishermen can fish year-round with ring nets. They can fish for crab with pot gear starting on December 1. We have some catch data for the recreational fishery when we collected catch record cards in the period between 2002 and 2007 that estimates the recreational catch at about 50,000 pounds. Our commercial fishery average landings during that same time period is about 15.9 million pounds. And so this issue came to us, presented to us as a gear conflict between commercial and recreational gear when the two fisheries open at the same time. And so the request was made to us to look at a period that would open recreational fishing just a little bit earlier. So as I said, the proposed action is just simply to move the recreational fishery opening 2 weeks earlier. But I think an important point, a couple of important things have happened since I was here in February. We received a letter from the Quinault Indian Nation expressing some concerns with expanding a recreational fishery where we don't have a catch accounting system in place. They didn't necessarily express an opposition to the rule, but just some concerns with how would we ensure that we weren't exceeding our harvest sharing goals. We also met with the Dungeness Crab Advisory Board, which is primarily commercial representatives. They shared some similar concerns about this harvest sharing, potentially expanding recreational fishing opportunity to the point where we weren't able to really be able to explain how we were sharing or how that sharing balance in the area where we co-manage with the tribes north of Point Chehalis. So in response to both of those issues that were brought to us, we have revised our proposal from what I brought to you in September. We're looking at just modifying the rule change so the geographic scope is just for the Willapa Bay only. What that does is it doesn't get us in the area where we're co-managing north of Point Chehalis. It keeps Grays Harbor and some of the coastal areas at the status quo opening of December 1, but then gives some relief to the fishery, recreational fishery in Willapa Bay only. And as a reminder, the Columbia River is already year-round for pot gear, so that's not an area that we're talking about for this rule change. So we think that this will still have a similar effect. It will reduce gear conflict between recreational and commercial users and provide a little bit of additional access to recreational users in the Willapa Bay, which is a popular area to recreational crab fish in the winter. We think it will have little impact to the resource on the whole. And then with the change to focus this to just Willapa Bay, should eliminate state tribal harvest sharing issues north of Point Chehalis. So I'd be happy to take any questions.
Yes, Commissioner.
So it was mentioned at the original presentation that one conservation concern about this is a late molt. Would it not make sense to, for this short early opening period, increase the size requirement to 6 1/4, the same as the commercial, to try and combat that concern? And then return the recreational to the 6-inch requirement.
Chair, Commissioner Thorburn, that's a good question. I don't know that the size limit, adjusting that, would really affect if there was a late molt. So it wouldn't be that the 6-inch crab would be any harder than the 6 1/4. I believe they'd be still part of that male population that's molting about the same time. So when I explained in September, the reason we don't think it's a significant impact, if there is a bit of a late molt, one, I mean, it is illegal to retain soft crab, but then there is handling to determine if they're a soft crab. But because the effort is so low in the recreational fishery, it's not a huge impact or widespread even. So.
Yes.
Just real quick, do you do any test fisheries to see the condition?
Chair, Commissioner, yes, we do. We're actually starting to do that in a couple of weeks here on the coast. We have test fisheries off Long Beach and Grays Harbor, and then we move farther up north, and that's really the trigger that opens the commercial season. So in regard to soft shell crab, when we do have the significant effort from the commercial fleet, we manage that to ensure that the crab have completely completed their molt.
No other, seeing no other questions, do we have a motion? Yes, Commissioner.
Chairman, I'd move to adopt the proposed changes to WAC 220-330-040 as presented by department staff to revise the opening date from December 1 to November 15th in Willapa Bay, with the additional proviso that staff provide a general evaluation of the effect of this earlier opening in 2018 with regard to effort and catch via a written report provided by the end of the first quarter of 2019.
Thank you. Motion's been made. We have a second. Second's been made. Further discussion? Yes.
Just speaking to the motion, I think this has been a very good compromise brought forward by the staff. They've got good justification. There seems to be a good level of support in terms of written public testimony that we've received since September. And I think a sweeping up and down the coast measure would seem to be a bit of overkill and seems to complicate the treaty, the tribal, non-tribal accounting business. In terms of this evaluation, just a general evaluation, looking for the staff to observe the fishery and just note whether the effort has just skyrocketed through the roof or whether it's about normal or if nobody shows up to enjoy the early opener. And the same with catch. So just a simple general report. Looking for an agenda item next March or April, but just some sort of general evaluation.
Yes. Mr. Keel.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I will be voting yes on this motion. Excuse me. I do want to applaud the department for taking some additional time and getting some input from folks. The rollout was a little balky, I guess, in terms of getting notice out. So I think this was a good result. I appreciate folks on the commercial side to their willingness to find common ground here. I do want to point out just a couple of things about how valuable this commercial fishery is to Washington, in particular Pacific County. I forget the numbers, but it's in the millions. It's one of the few remaining lucrative fisheries available, not just to the big boats, but to the smaller fleet as well. And just wanted to reiterate that fact. And and one thing I was kind of debating whether to add this as part of an amendment or something. I think it is disconcerting to me that that we really don't have a catch accounting system for the coast, for Willapaw, for the Columbia River. I do think, and I would imagine some of my commissioners share my concerns about that. I think it's time. I know we all, there's a lot of issues, but it's important, I think, for us to have a better idea of what the actual recreational catch is. And so I'd ask that the department at some point kind of put some effort to that. It may be some costs associated with improving that, but nevertheless, I think we're remiss if we don't explore that and look at that more closely. So, but I will be voting in favor of the motion. Thank you.
Good points. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oppose, same sign. Or aye. It's the first one of the day. Motion passes. Thank you.